kidding me. Oh, no. Billy Finger's wife just threw him out of the house.
Why?
I got home late last night from a party.
Oh, well, that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, well, it was a New Year's Eve party. 1984.
How about Joey?
Oh, how about Joey? Oh, his wife just had a baby.
Pee-wee?
How about Pee-wee? He just had his rugs cleaned. I didn't even know he had rugs.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, Dad's monthly poker game is off for Saturday night. They've got nowhere to play.
I have a wonderful idea.
Oh, so what are we gonna do then? Come on.
Hello? Mr. Fingers. Yes, it's Angela Bauer. How would you and your friends like to play at my house Saturday night? Poker. Well, let's say 8-ish and don't feel you have to bring anything. Bye-bye.
Angela. That's very nice of you, Angela. It really is. But, you know, these guys, they're a little, rough around the edges, you know?
They're disgusting.
Come on, Tony. I'm really looking forward to meeting your friends.
I don't, you know. All right. Hey, look, I guess we can play poker, Connecticut, huh? I better tell Pee-wee to dress.
Yeah. Oh, no, Tony. Let's keep it informal.
No. Pee-wee likes to play in his underwear.
A shirt would be nice.
You haven't seen his shirt.
Either has the laundry. Get out.
Oh, a letter from my very best friend from graduate school. I haven't seen her in years.
She coming for a visit, Angela?
Yes, she'll be here for dinner Saturday night.
That's my poker night.
What are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do?
Yeah, well, they're your friends.
Angela, you invited them.
Oh, I know, and I'd love to meet them, but just not with Emily. She's so reserved and conservative. She's not at all the free spirit that I am.
Oh, yeah, you and Madonna. I guess I'll just have to call off my game.
You think your friends will understand?
What friends?
Oh, Tony, I feel terrible.
It's okay.
No, let me see if I can switch it. Oh, I know, I'll have her over for Sunday brunch. Oh,
that's a good idea. You know, Emily, she sounds more like a brunch person, whereas my guys, they're like, you know, Saturday night animals. Hey, your homeowner's policy paid up? Say, but hey, what's happening?
Hey, dude.
Aloha.
Absolutely.
Hey, how's your rugs?
Wet.
Yeah, how's your baby?
Hell, wet.
Hey, how's your wife?
Hey, don't ask.
Where's Eddie?
Well, we didn't want to come empty-handed, so we picked up a couple of beers.
Hey, Eddie, isn't that heavy?
No, it's light beer. Ah!
Hey, you got a match?
Yeah, your face, my
Angela.
Hi, guys. Oh, you must be Pee-wee.
What makes you say that?
Hey, and this is Joey Rossini.
Oh, yes, of course. Hello again.
This is Mr. Philly Fingers.
Mr. Fingers.
That's right. And this is Eddie Carpucci, world-class exterminator.
Oh, exterminator. You do mean bugs.
Sit down there. Hey, you're looking good. Hey, Pee, would you grow?
I see all the guests have arrived. I thought I smelled men.
Oh, Mona, you look terrific.
Mother, you are just going to be the belle of the policeman's ball.
You like it?
Hey, you got a back door? No.
Relax, it's just my date.
Mona Robinson, this is Officer Bob. I know you're in there.
Oh, he's so impatient.
Do you want to be here?
No. I want to. Hey, Pee-wee.
Get around, sports fans.
All right, guys. Come on, everybody. Let's sit down and play some poker, huh?
Yeah, all right.
How do you say? What are you doing?
Playing poker.
You can't play poker. You don't know how to play poker.
Surprise, surprise! I've been studying for 2 days.
You got cash?
Is this enough?
Let her play. Angela, this is for real. These guys win your money. They don't give it back.
Oh, then I'll just have to win, won't I? One for you. 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 And one for me. Another one.
Would you just deal a card?
It's, all right with you guys if I look at my list of what beats what, yes?
You can look at whatever you want.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll open for Washington here.
I'll see that. I'm in.
Me too.
I see that, and let's go up one more.
That's $2.
Yeah, $2.
Oh, why not? And another one for good luck.
All right, Angela, all right. It's your money. I'm in.
Excuse me. I don't have this on my list. What beats a royal flush? Well, then I'll just have to get one of those.
Hey, are we going to draw all night or are we going to play poker?
I think I'm going to take your money and I'm going to get a little shut-eye.
Oh, come on!
Really, I have a very important brunch tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I know how that can be.
Yeah.
Good night, you guys. Thanks a lot.
Good night, Angela.
It's
terrific.
Thanks.
Hey, excuse me a second, guys. Angela.
Yo!
Yo. Want me to throw these guys out? You know, these games could go kind of late. You know?
No. I'm a sound sleeper. You guys enjoy yourselves.
Thanks, Angela.
Yeah.
Hey, Angela. Huh. You were really terrific tonight.
Yeah, I was, wasn't I? They're a great bunch of guys.
You like them?
Yeah, I do. I think they like me, too.
Oh, are you kidding me? They love you. I mean, what's not to love? I mean... Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Are you in or what? I mean, I'll be right there. I think I'm gonna go play cards.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, all right, guys. Let's play cards. I'm feeling hot.
I noticed.
Oh, you look wonderful. Everything's gonna be just perfect for Emily.
You in?
I'm glad I didn't do this.
What are you doing up so early?
Early? Emily will be here any minute.
You're kidding me. Oh, I'm sorry. I lost all track of time here.
Dad. Didn't you even notice the sunrise?
No. Was it nice? Listen, don't worry about it, Angela. The game's over and the guys are out of here. Let's go out. Come on.
Wait, where's my quiche? Where's my cucumber sandwiches?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I kind of got the munchies.
Come on, guys. Let's go. Come on.
Bye. Bye. Hey, Eddie, you coming?
No, I'm gonna stick around and help Tony clean up. You got a hose?
I got it. Angela, look. Me and Eddie will have this place cleaned up spotless before she even shows up.
Eddie cannot stay here.
Why not? Eddie's my friend.
I know that, and he's a very lovely man. And the next time we have a termite problem, he's got the job, I promise. But he and Emily come from two very different worlds, and I don't think it's a good idea if those worlds collide.
Well, thank you, Carl Sagan. Oh, come on, Angela, he won't embarrass you. Anyway, he'll be long gone before she shows up, okay? Or I could be wrong.
It's her.
I know it's her.
Angela. Thank you. Oh, this place is perfect. So quaint. So charming.
Podcast, wonderful.
Whoa, who's the fox with the great maracas?
Emily, this is my housekeeper, Tony Maselli.
Hi, Emily. So nice to meet you. And this is my good friend, Eddie Carpucci.
Who will be leaving shortly.
Nice to meet you.
That's quite a grip you have there.
Well, that's from pumping spray cans. I'm an exterminator. Licensed.
Well, Eddie, you don't want to hurt the girl. Eddie? Let her go, Eddie, let her go.
So, Emily, what do you do to earn a buck?
Well, I perform studies on organizational productivity at Stanford.
Oh, I love a woman with big brains.
Well, isn't that nice? Do something.
Eddie, heal.
Tony, could I see you in the kitchen a minute, please?
Yeah, yes, sure. Hey, would you excuse us? Talk among yourselves.
I told you.
I know. You were right. Emily's really uptight.
Emily, I'm talking about Eddie. You know, your friend who evaluates people's maracas.
Some people, that's a compliment.
You leave my mother out of this. Your friend is ruining my brunch.
All right. I'll take him to the station. It's obvious that oil and vinegar just don't mix.
My God, what are they doing?
They're making salad dressing.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. You got any croutons?
I'm glad. I am thrilled that you find this so amusing. Tony, I think it's time we got back to our guests.
Oh, good idea, Angela.
Emily, you never will guess who I saw the other day. Well, I won't keep you in suspense. It was Sarah Connors, and she looks horrible.
What was that, Angela?
Hey, Eddie, what do you say? You don't want to do anything you might regret, like Mr. Train? Let's hit the road, pal. Hey.
Please don't leave on my account.
He's, you know, he's got it.
Angela, do you have any hand cream? My skin is so dry.
In my purse.
Oh, the kind with extra emollients and deep penetrating moisturizers?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's the only kind I use. Gee, is there a drugstore around here?
Oh, sure there is. I'll give you a lift. Tony, can I borrow your van?
Well, wait. Hey, Eddie, wait a second. Hey.
Her skin has always been very dry.
Oh. Here they come.
Sorry we took so long.
What can I say?
Eddie, can I talk to you in the kitchen, please? I think we got bugs.
Yeah, sure. If they know how to crawl, I know how to kill them.
Would you believe we had to drive to New Haven to find the hand cream?
No.
Hartford?
What do you think you're doing?
I'm looking for bugs. You said you had bugs.
I'll give you bugs, Eddie. I can't believe you and Angela's best friend, you know?
I know.
I couldn't help myself, Angela. Look, when he started to nibble on my...
Please. Spare me the details.
Eddie is so refreshing. I mean, he's rough around the edges. Strong, but sweet. Uncomplicated. Do you know what I mean?
Nibbled on your what?
Gee, I mean, hey, she don't seem the type.
It's true, Tony. You won't believe what they teach him in graduate school.
not. Tony and I don't have a relationship like that.
Angela, don't you ever think about it?
Never.
Good news. No bugs.
At least not in the kitchen. Do you want me to check the bedrooms?
No. I think I'll go and make us something to eat.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. I imagine we've all worked up quite an appetite. I don't mean we. I don't mean you. I don't mean anything. I'll help you.
Talk about your worlds colliding. Boom! I mean, we're talking the Big Bang Theory here, huh?
From what Emily said, it sounded like they had a lovely time.
That's exactly the word Eddie used, lovely.
Well, guess opposites do attract.
That's what they say.
Who would have thought? Emily's so...
classy. And Eddie's so...
physical.
Hey, pal, it's about time to catch that train. You want to give me a lift to the station?
You leaving now?
Yeah, I gotta get back. It was really nice meeting you, Emily. You give me a call next time you're in town. Or if you ever have any bug questions.
Oh, well, thank you, Eddie. And listen, you do the same if you ever do any work at Stanford.
All right. Thanks for the hospitality, Angela. You too, Emily.
I don't get it. Why the quick getaway? I mean, ain't you going to see her again?
Oh, what's the point, Tony? What am I going to do? Take her to Marty's Melody Room and teach her how to shoot pool?
She might like pool.
Okay, and then what? Is she going to marry me and live in Brooklyn? It ain't natural, Tony.
Emily, that's it? You're not going to see him again?
Well, no, Angela. Not unless he shows up at the next faculty tea.
You didn't even try.
Well, it might be fun for a while. Might be a lot of fun. But eventually a man like this would suffocate in my world. I'm famished. What do you have to eat around here?
Nothing. Why don't we go to the country club for brunch?
Okay, give me a moment to freshen up.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Okay.
Forgot my keys. How's Emily?
Hungry. How's Eddie?
He can't seem to get back to Brooklyn fast enough. I'm gonna drive him.
Well, I'll be at the club.
Yeah, well, I figure while I'm in Brooklyn, I'm gonna shoot some pool.
Okay.
Hey, Angela.
Yeah?
You don't shoot pool, do you?
No.
I didn't think so.
What the hell?
All right. I see you and raise you 6 cents.
Ha! Ooh, 6 cents.
Jonathan, can I borrow a nickel?
Okay, Grandma, but you're already $4 in the hole.
Who asked you?
I think I want a raisin.
Sweetheart, do you want to do that? That's your whole piggy bank.
Isn't 4 aces pretty good?
I fold.
Hold it. No way, pal. I fell for this with your mother. I want to see it. Here we are. I call.
And read 'em and weep, baby. A full house!
Oh, Christ.
Four aces.
I told you. All right, credit card.
Oh, wait a minute.